This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the pregame lineup card. Twins in Chicago to take on the Cubs. Chris Atterbury sat down with Rocco Baldelli in the Windy City. Their conversation brought to you by UCare.
Hi, thank you very much. Here we are at the friendly confines. It's Wrigley Field, a unique baseball experience, and especially now with the modern schedule where we're here every other year, Rocco, it's a little bit different for a lot, though, of American League guys. This was a place you didn't go very often, and it became kind of a destination spot for people to check off in a major league career. Do you remember the first time you walked through these gates?
Yeah, I do. I believe it was 2004. We came in here. I was with the Devil Rays. We played a series, and I was, I guess, lucky enough to be a part of the Sammy Sosa cork bat game. Crazy enough. It was really a tremendous environment, though. It's kind of like Fenway in the sense that it's old, it's historic. The support for the home club is as good as it could possibly be. It's a fun place to attend a game, whether you're playing in it, managing, or just coming as a fan and enjoying the play.
Byron Buxton won't start here in game one, and after he made that phenomenal catch and banged against the wall, people get a little concerned, but is this more of a scheduled rest day in this long streak of games for him?
Yeah, he was due to have today off regardless. And yesterday, we had a lead, and it was a reasonably big enough lead where I didn't want to rush him to the plate. He was the first batter coming up to lead off the next inning after he made the play. He didn't look totally comfortable coming in, but ultimately, after a little while and some treatment, I think he's fine. I think he's going to be fine. He's not in there today. He wasn't going to be in there either way, but I think he'll be in there tomorrow.
Brooks Lee, also not in your lineup for a second consecutive day. Is he a guy who's available for you off the bench?
Yeah, Brooks is available to come in this game off the bench. Brooks has had a little minor shoulder soreness, I would say. Nothing out of the ordinary, nothing you can't work through, but I wanted to get him a couple of days where he wasn't out there the whole game playing. He's been playing a lot. He's been doing a pretty good job in the field, but I wanted to get him a minute to kind of catch his breath, make sure his arm's feeling fine, but we'll put him in the game if we need to.
Second stint up here for David Feston. You've seen him now in a few more situations. I thought he handled pitching essentially at home in New York very, very well. Are you seeing his maturity in between starts and then channeling that manifested on game day?
He handles his business well. Part of that, the mature way of handling it, is actually he doesn't say much, so it's not like he's saying anything immature. You know, like, are you mature because you're not saying anything immature? Maybe, but he's actually doing a great job. He's a very good kid. He works hard. He's trying and knows he needs to learn as much as he can, ears open, eyes open, and just watching as much of what goes on around him as possible. He's doing everything he can do, and he's taking the ball every 5 days and doing his job. So we'll send him out there and try to get a win today, but he's catching some pretty high energy ballparks and situations with these starts right now.
On the other side, Hendricks, we've seen for years, and he's not having his best year, but he's a real tactician on the mound. Is it a question of patience maybe at the plate here today?
Yeah, some of it is patience. We have a little bit more of a patient lineup in there today in some ways. He's a very challenging pitcher to face when you haven't seen a lot of him. And not a lot of our guys have a bunch of at-bats off of him. So being able to watch a little bit as opposed to going out there swinging at the first and second pitch he throws, I think will help. He's got a funny look. It's almost like wiffle ball backyard stuff, except on a major league field. And he's very effective when he knows he can take advantage of some of those tactics. So that'll be a big challenge today.
That's Rocco Baldelli. We'll send it back to the studio.
Thanks so much, Chris. A couple of guys in the lineup that do, however, have numbers off Hendricks. Carlos Santana, 4-for-13 with 3 RBI. Max Kepler, 3-for-3 with 2 homers. That chat with the skipper brought to you by UCare, people-powered health plans. Well, every Monday we have our Better Half segment, and this week we get the treat of hearing from Savannah Jacks next on your home for Twins baseball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.